Somebody talk. Hey, there we go.
There we go.
Hello.
Alright.
Well, it's not a Fridays with Ian if there's no technical difficulties, but I haven't blown up the speakers yet. But hello, all you beautiful, beautiful people out there in the world. Welcome to another riveting episode of Fridays with Ian. I am your host, Morgan Torsia, with once again the sweater vest loving Ian Kiss. We also have a new regular member on the series, our everyone's favorite short bald man, Jim
Schultz.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jim has just been here for every episode, so
everyone's
just
favorite.
Assume Jim's going to be here. Mike, you're here pretty often, too, so we're going to count you in.
Good.
We got everyone's favorite guitar giver, because I got a guitar from him yesterday. Mike,
yeah,
Evans.
You did?
Yeah.
You bought my wings. I bought
Wild
Wings.
I bought Mike Hot Wings in exchange for a guitar.
Wow,
that's a pretty good deal.
It's a fair exchange,
yeah,
if you ask me.
And not gonna lie, it doesn't sound the best, but I'm gonna fix it.
I told you it was trash.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it though, because I want to fix it. So, Jim, I think as a little Fridays with Ian initiation, you need to tell the world five fun facts about you.
Five fun facts about me.
Because the first episode, me and Ian just got to know each other.
Okay. Well, I'd first like to start off by shouting out to my grandparents who are listening right now.
Aww.
So, that's cool. So, one fun fact about me is I am adopted.
Ah.
I was born in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Ooh.
So, that's a fun fact, I think. It's another one. I ski, which if you're listening,
yeah.
I think last week or 2 weeks ago.
We talked about that.
Yeah. What else? It's another one. I learned how to scuba dive.
That's fun.
So that's fun. I'm also going to Australia.
Ooh. Anything else?
Come back to me.
Come back to you.
Yeah, I have to think.
Sorry, we need some background music. Alright, so we got to know Jim Schultz a skosh.
Oh, I also lived in Rome.
You lived in Rome?
Yeah, for 6 months.
Right,
taught
he's just showing off at this point.
Sorry, yes.
Still a fun fact.
It is.
So speaking of fun facts.
Fun fact, Ian. Nice segue.
It will be fun facts as the main theme for today's show. We're starting to get more better with the themes.
Yeah, we're doing good.
It was Valentine's Day, obviously, because last week, near the day of love. And now I thought of I saw a fun fact this week, and I was like, oh, we could do a bunch of fun facts. So I'm going to start it off here, and then I'm going to look for other fun facts. But I found this one. This was off of Twitter. I'm not going to say what account, but it was off of Twitter. And this is very interesting. Jim, you're going to find this actually interesting. Another segue into where he's, you know, where you're initially from, originally from is the more correct term there.
Crazy.
Beer wasn't considered alcohol in Russia until 2011. Before that, it was thought of a soft drink.
Ian told me this earlier in the week.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that it's. Yet I'm
fact.
Not surprised that like it would be Russia.
That they would be like, what's beer?
I mean, do they even consider like vodka? I feel like vodka is just like
it's just like
water.
Every
water.
Morning, you just throw some.
It's
in your
just
coffee.
Water over there. But yeah, I thought that was. Pretty.
That's a good fact.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty fun. I mean, I put that interesting more. It wasn't a fun fact. It was interesting because, like, I feel like beer is, like, one of the. Everywhere is alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, as a soft. I mean, so I guess that means that when it was first considered a soft drink, I guess there was no age limit on it.
I guess not. I don't know.
Again, though, it doesn't surprise me because of location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
I mean,
think, like, it might be different.
I mean,
like, it might be a lower alcohol by volume.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan's got a fun fact she found. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ostriches can run faster than horses, and the male ostriches can roar the equivalency of a lion.
Wow,
wow,
that's
really?
Terrifying.
Yeah, can you picture an ostrich out there just roaring? That's a terrifying thought.
Birds
especially
that can't
when they're chasing
recipe.
You. Especially when they're chasing you.
Yeah,
like just,
ostriches are scary.
Yeah, they are.
They're aggressive.
Totally.
Like, ostriches actually, like, they physically scare me. Like,
you guys ever heard of cassowaries?
No.
They're like an angry ostrich that has dinosaur claws. They live in like Australia and stuff, and they will absolutely
out of
they will mess
you
up.
Australia this summer,
yeah,
so.
If you find one of those, just take a Snapchat.
I will.
With it.
Post it on the website.
You might die, but
yeah, it's alright.
In the grand scheme of things, what's
hang out with the danger birds.
Ian, what else we got?
Oh, well, I just found one on the same site on Twitter. The average human dream lasts 2 to 3 seconds.
That is a lie.
Yeah.
Or wait, like physically, like outside of the dream?
Because
I've had dreams
so.
That felt like hours, but like
yeah.
I woke up and
yeah,
it's been like
yeah.
true.
A minute.
True, true.
Jim,
so,
what do you got? You had some fun facts.
I have another one actually from Russia. So they drank pop like water because the water was undrinkable. So pop was basically their water.
Wow, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
That is. I mean,
but they're all wired.
Yeah, from that and being
going
drunk all
the
time.
Time.
I mean, it was a good time.
Wow.
So are we getting to like, and Jimmy, you can weigh out on this. So are Russians not the most healthiest people?
I don't know. The last
like,
time I was there, I was three. So.
Okay.
I mean,
I assume they have water.
I feel
now,
like they're all really
yeah,
strong.
So we're good now.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what like the difference is between like the European Russians that we think of, like that pretty much look like, I don't want to say it, that would you wouldn't be able to tell them apart from like an American or something, and
mm-hmm.
then like the more Asian side of it, where it's like you don't normally think of that side of Russia. It's like because Russia goes just as far east as China does.
Yeah.
And I wonder what like the cultural differences and
yeah.
stuff are.
Oh, this is a scary one. You ready? For every human in the world, there are 1 million ants.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I hate ants.
I believe that.
Ants are stupid.
Oh, I don't mind ants. It's spiders that gets me.
I like spiders.
Spiders are
gross.
They eat other bugs that are a pain.
I'm a fan of spiders. I think they're
yeah,
really cool.
But I mean, the little white ones or yellow ones, they're fine. But once you get into, like, tarantulas and they have hair of their own, I'm done.
All right.
I have a little fact for you. You're going to Australia.
Yeah.
Hello.
So
yeah.
If your dog gets attacked by a kangaroo, if you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground,
I know
it
this.
Can't hop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll keep
they
that in mind.
They use their tails for balance.
Huh. I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, somebody told me that a couple years ago.
It's a cool fact.
Left-handed people tend to be more affected by fear than right-handed people.
Accurate. I'm left-handed. I'm super
yeah,
jumpy.
That explains
you're
a lot.
You jump
yeah.
at everything.
I'm pretty flinchy, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're
are you left-handed?
Yeah. Well,
really?
Okay, let me explain this here a little bit. So, I write with my right hand,
you're
but I throw with my left. My strongest arm is my left hand. I cut with my left hand.
So you're like kind of ambidextrous.
Yeah, like I can't throw with my right hand. I feel like when I, like it's weak, my right hand's weak, but like when I write, it's the strongest.
Hmm.
I can't write with my left hand. So to a point, I'm half and half, but like I still call myself lefty because
yeah.
well, I am.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what this song is. You ready for this? I'm sure you guys might know this. Cows have 4 stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard that
yeah.
somewhere. I don't know where, though, but that
oh,
sounds correct.
My question is why?
Yeah.
I don't know. You ready for this, though?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe for, like, pregnancy and stuff?
No, probably. I think it's to digest the different grass they eat, because grass is pretty hard.
Grass isn't.
Are you ready for this? Just one cow gives off enough harmful methane gas in a single day to fill around 400-liter bottles.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
I feel like I've heard that before.
I mean, cows, like, aren't they saying that, like, it's not, like, actually cars or anything that we do that is destroying the ozone layer? It's literally
cows.
Just cows. Like, it's the fact that
okay,
we have
I'm
so
sure,
much.
Okay, I believe that up to a point. I don't think cows are destroying us, though. Alright, guys, do we need to take a quick break?
I got one more here.
Ready?
Kool-Aid was originally called Fruit Smack.
Really?
Smack.
Interesting. Any final thoughts?
Oh,
oh,
another one.
Oh, ready?
We'll keep the soda and alcohol thing going here. Mixing diet soda with alcohol gets you drunk faster than mixing it with regular soda.
Hmm?
Interesting.
Maybe a little experience.
Okay, here's one before we go on break. Tigers have striped skin, not striped fur. The stripes are like fingerprints. No two tigers have the same pattern.
I've heard that before, actually.
Ooh,
yes.
I did not know that.
That's fun.
That's
cool.
Alright. Ian's, we're gonna... Oh, I just said Ian's. Ew.
That's cool. We're in Pittsburgh.
We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, I have a little game that the three of you are gonna play.
Okay.
So get ready.
Yeah.
We're gonna play a game. We're gonna discuss some current events that I feel like we need to address. We're talking about Michael Flynn, Sidney Crosby. Those are the two current events I can think of.
President's Day is Monday, so that's fun.
Yeah. We will be right back.
Hey, did you also know that I wasn't gonna say this, but Ashton Kutcher,
arm like stolen?
No.
Almost committed suicide by jumping off of a hospital roof, so his dying brother, who had cerebral palsy and desperately needed a transplant, could have his heart.
Ashton Kutcher is insane. Did you see his speech he gave to the Senate?
Oh yeah.
That was real. My roommate was watching it.
Yeah, I literally almost cried. I had no idea that he did all that.
He was talking about Spotlight and the new things he has.
Yeah, Thorn.
Was that for a movie or is that real life?
What,
his speech?
Yeah.
That was real life. He spoke in a Senate hearing.
Yeah, Flynn was the guy that resigned because he was talking to Russians, right? Yeah. Again, we'll keep the Russian thing going. So one group did this for a talent show, day camp, so like I'm thinking of the dance right now. Oh, my friend's over here.
I'm gonna go see if you can hear this one.
How did the water know that it wasn't on? Like, did
there's a speaker outside.
But it's not playing.
Is he in a bad mood today?
Kind of looked like it.
Yeah. Hey, Crosby was the fastest player to do it, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
No clue. I don't support it.
Yes.
I don't
support it. He didn't score it, though. Kieran scored it.
Yeah, he got... Well,
he got the point.
Yeah.
He had three assists last night or something?
Yes.
He had the winning goal, didn't he, too?
Oh, he had the winning goal. That was it.
I didn't even know it went to overtime.
I think he had two assists and a goal. Crosby 12th fastest.
He's the 86th guy to do it.
Oh man, if he would have been the 87th, man.
Oh, that would have been just yeah. But probably no one even close. I mean, is Ovechkin do it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But he's also...
Malkin's going to do it.
He also has, like...
Oh, am I trying to speak? All right, I didn't blow out the speakers this time.
Yeah.
All right, I think, guys, before we get into this crazy game that I Googled, we should discuss some current events because we are all well-versed human beings on this earth. Or so they say. So, let's start off with a little penguin action that happened last night. Ian, what happened last night?
Oh, wow. He is the 1,000-point man now. He finally did it. He was nearing Sidney Crosby. Was nearing, came into the game against Winnipeg Jets with 999 career points. Gave the dish to Chris Kunitz for the one-timer for the second goal of the game after Malkin's goal earlier. And 87 got the point for the assist.
So that's good. He still seemed kind of in shock that
he's going to give you the cliche answer
of
it doesn't matter
about
the points. It matters about the team getting the goal.
Just one time, why can't he be like, yeah, I'm pretty cool. I have 1,000 points.
But that's not
that's
been his whole career.
Here's another fun fact. So out of 7,000 NHL hockey players that played the sport, he was the 86th player so far. 86th out of 7,000 to score 1,000 points.
Yeah, that's
impressive.
That's insane.
And then in a year or two, Malkin's in the 800s right now. So he will for sure, can't say for sure, but he will most likely also get 1,000 points. So that would be cool that he will be also able to join his teammate and Mario Lemieux.
Crosby, I mean, he was also the 12th fastest player to reach 1,000 points. So that's pretty impressive in of itself.
That is correct. All right, so moving on to some not as great news, Michael Flynn, the 18th Director of Defense for the Intelligence Agency, has retired due to...
quit.
Yep. Ties with Russia. Any thoughts on that?
Again, you got to be careful who you talk to.
The thing was, he was talking to him on the phone. Everyone knows. You can listen in on those calls. Except, apparently, the Director of Defense... Had no idea. That's what was it? Stephen Colbert had a great joke. It was the saying it's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
He changed it to it's funny because it's treason, and I laughed way longer than I should have.
I mean, don't be sketchy.
But apparently, Trump's pick who was gonna replace him.
Yeah, you said no.
Robert Harwood. I'll never say his name right. He had turned down the offer.
He's a pretty impressive guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Navy SEAL, I think, is what they're saying. Ex-Navy SEAL. He had a 40-year military career. So
that's a long.
Yeah,
I mean,
he'd be a nice guy to replace him, but I think he has family issues and stuff that he wants
Can
to deal with.
I go on a rant about Betsy DeVos.
Education.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kids are in a private school.
Yeah,
sorry.
She's an advocate for homeschooling. And she's now in charge of the public education
because
in the
she
country.
Gave how much money to the Republican?
She has no experience on what she's going to have to do. And I don't know why she was selected.
No,
I don't know why.
She put on Twitter a little while back, it was a picture of her walking down a hallway, and it was first day on the job. And then she tried to make a teacher joke. It was where are the pencils at? And a bunch of teachers, just because school pencils, a bunch of teachers. An actual public school tweeted back at her, and they're we buy our own pencils. We use our own money for our pencils. Clearly, you have no idea. We're just granted, it was a tweet. It wasn't people are not. I would be happy about that, too. Someone who's especially if I was an educator, a woman who's a huge advocate for not, who's never stepped foot in a public school, because my man, John Oliver, great man.
Oliver.
Oh, my gosh. He had a thing, too. He was on Colbert, and he was maybe this will be good because it could show kids that you can really, really apparently have whatever job you want. If you can be a reality star and be president, you can never set foot in a public school. And then he was actually, kids in public schools are better qualified for the job because they've spent more time in one.
Yeah, I mean, there was also a thing,
I
don't know if it was on Twitter or Facebook, but there was a picture and said a government-run school, a classroom, and it had just chairs and, it was pretty basic. And then it said a teacher-run classroom and had nice things and basically saying that the teachers basically pay for most of what goes in the classroom, which is true, I think.
It is.
It's sad.
It's pretty true.
I don't know. Things like this, just bothers me. There was another thing. It was, somebody was, they were doing a Q&A about, the words are not coming out. I think it was Bill Maher, I believe, was doing a Q&A with a crowd about Trump's presidency. And a guy actually stood up and was just he's only been in office, less than a month. Why can't you give him some slack? And he was give him some slack. He's trying to deport all the immigrants. He put someone who has never been put in a public school in that position. He's like the presidency is not a job where you give somebody slack, especially if they're gonna come out of the gate and do all this crazy stuff. I'm sorry, you get no slack if you're gonna run the country. What kind of question is that?
No, and I don't think Obama got slack either.
No,
I mean, I don't
never.
Think any,
really
I don't think
that's
any president.
Everyone keeps saying they're like, "Oh, you're being too hard on Trump." I was like, "You, they have been this hard on every president. No president has ever just done
exactly.
anything this
Maybe
wild."
Maybe George Washington.
Thank you, Ian.
Well, they expected him to be okay.
Did anybody else here, though, see Melissa McCarthy's beautiful portrayal of Sean Spicer on SNL?
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
my
good.
Gosh.
It was, very good.
It was so funny. Apparently, Sean Spicer tweeted, he was like, yeah, she did okay. It was a little exaggerated. We're like, well, no.
No,
really,
actually,
wow.
I thought it was pretty.
But,
it was funny.
No, I think she really hammered that point home. They've done a good job on SNL. That's what I mean. Like, what is it? Our good friend and colleague, Trevor Young, posted an article on rmdcentralmedia.com about how if politics are good for anything right now, it's for art and creativity.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Which is definitely, because, like, I want to use something about it for, like, my photography final. Like, if it's not good for the world, which it's not, it's definitely doing a lot for the creative side of people and really bringing that out in them, which I think is pretty cool.
No, I think it is, yeah, definitely. I mean, you've seen it with SNL. They've
really
taken it over the last couple of months.
Like, that's
the only
way to get through it is laugh about it.
Oh, because if not, you're just going to cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Oliver went on a rant. It was like something about how, like, this is not normal. We can't accept this as normal. And this is just like a giant long quote about, like, this not being normal. So I said I wanted to get it on my arm and then put, like, 2017 to 2021 on it. All right. Any other current events anybody wants to talk about?
No.
Not many are coming to my mind right now.
Right.
Was it a big week with current events?
Alright, are you guys ready for this crazy game I just found?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
You guys are going to do some tongue twisters on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
we're gonna start off with the sweater vest love and eating kissed here. Alright, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We're going to do, how can a clam cram in a clean cream can? I'm going to show this to you.
Oh, I don't know what you just said.
Something
about a clam and cream.
All right, ready? I'm going to write this down on my phone, and
okay.
I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to have to say this, okay?
All right.
Man, this is going to be interesting.
It is, yeah.
Hey, Jim, remember this from public speaking?
Oh, jeez.
Can a...
It's a good class.
Clam
it's a good class.
Cram in a clean cream can. Ian, if you can say this four times in a row, I will be thoroughly impressed.
What?
Four times.
Four times. It's not fun just to do it once.
This is cutthroat.
Cutthroat. We get wild here on Fridays at the end.
Okay, here we go. How can a clam cream in a clean cream can? How can
no.
a clam... Oh, cram in a clean cream can. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? This makes no sense.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
All right, moving on. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
All right, Jim, you're up. Ian has failed us.
All right. Four times?
4 times.
All right, here we go. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
One.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Almost.
That's a mess up.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
You got two.
How can a clam...
You got two out of
two
four,
out
50%.
Four.
Mike, you're up.
Okay.
After this, I got a crazy one
this,
for you that you'll
this
never
is
think
be
of.
Bad.
Oh, no.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
One.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Two.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Three.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
You got four!
He's a genius.
I'm going to try it really quick. Here we go. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
You will never think of this as a tongue twister. I remember my mom telling me this one when I'm 10. Toy boat. Say it 5 times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
All right. Not bad.
Toy boat, toy.
See?
Toy boat.
Huh?
Nah, geez, that's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
You
want to
say
on,
toy,
boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy
yeah.
toy that.
You don't think about it.
Wow, that's where
you
hard,
can't do
hard.
It.
Toy boat. Toy boat, toy,
good
boat,
job,
toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. All
right, you ready? You ready for this next one? Here we go. I'm gonna write it down. Send toast to 10 tense stout saints.
Oh.
10 tall.
My.
Tense.
Wait,
send
is that
toast.
Just random words?
Send toast to 10 tense stout saints. 10 tall tense.
Yeah, that's a no go.
That's
just
words.
Let's find a more fun one.
That's words.
That's just words they randomly put together.
Sheena Leach. Okay, here, ready? Sheena leads, Sheila needs. One more time. Sheena leads, Sheila needs.
Oh, God. All right.
This is fun. Take it home, Ian.
Sheena leads, Sheila needs. Sheena leads, Sheila needs.
Wow.
Sheena leads, Sheila needs. Sheena leads, Sheila needs.
All right.
Oh, that was good. That's good.
I feel like that one would have been harder. But
all right. Sheena leads, Sheila needs. Sheena leads, Sheila needs. Sheena leads, Sheila needs.
Wow.
Sheila needs, Sheila needs.
All right.
We got Sheena leads, Sheila needs. Sheena leads, Sheila needs. Sheena leads, Sheila needs.
All right. Here, I found a crazy one.
Does anyone know the answer to how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if
woodchuck
could chuck
wood? No.
A woodchuck would chuck lots of wood if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Boom.
Thank you, Jim Schultz.
Yep.
All right, Seth asked.
Doesn't a woodchuck chuck wood?
Sainsbury's.
Apparently not.
Sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks.
Oh, wow.
Here you go. Last one. Take it home,
man. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury's sells thick socks.
Not bad.
Got through it.
Seth at Sainsbury's. See, look at that. Alrighty. Seth at Sainsbury sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury sells thick socks.
All right.
Seth at Sainsbury sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury sells thick socks. Seth at Sainsbury sells thick socks.
All right, not bad. All right, do we want to do something else, or should we take another quick break?
Let's take a quick break.
All right. Any song requests from the crowd?
Grammy winner Adele.
Ooh, what song?
Water Under the Bridge.
All right, Ian's favorite. All right, we will be right back on more Fridays with Ian. I'm going to keep saying words slow until I pull up the video. Oh, yeah.
Got any more topics?
We got to read the dining menu at some point.
As always.
It's true.
I'm really feeling a shrimp po' boy today.
Oh, Eric Church. $87 Eric Church tickets. Let's see, where are they?
Oh, we could talk about like concerts and stuff that are coming up.
Oh, wow, there's level 5.
You can talk about the Grammys.
Grammys are fun. I love the Grammys. My girl Adele won. Oh, it's a good time.
I don't know jack about the Grammys.
It was a good time. Adele. Oh, they're like... Actually,
I guess at this point I should just get my camera fixed.
What's wrong?
On my phone.
Yeah.
Have you not seen the...
Yeah, I thought you meant like your actual camera.
Oh,
I smashed the glass off of it. My car keys.
Oh, that sounds not fun.
I was working. Like, I just leaned on my register and it crushed it in.
Where do you work?
Coons. Work at Coons.
Where's there one near here?
There's one in that Kmart Plaza, but I work at the one in Hampton.
I work at the newest one.
Because
I know there's one like in Dormont or Mount Lebo. I think it's Dormont, though. Well, here's a fun fact, but we can't say it for the radio.
Oh, really?
Before the term bloopers was coined, outtakes were called boners.
That's funny.
Hmm.
Also, trailers used to be played at the end of films. But then they moved to the beginning of films because people would just leave.
Exactly, and then they wouldn't know what was coming.
Some high quality work here and there.
Who the hell are these kids?
Kathy's kids.
Seven.
Who's Kathy?
Yeah, I think those are Kathy's kids.
What is... Well, I don't know. There's so many people who have jobs.
Kathy runs our work study.
Okay, alright. No, maybe they don't have school day. It's a fun day. So wait, are you skipping class then?
Yeah.
I should just skip my next two classes and go home and go
so
to bed.
So should I?
Yeah,
I really want to. Because I'm going
to... do that
a wingman tomorrow or something.
Where are you going?
You want me to just meet you
later tonight?
I'm
going out.
Tomorrow.
Where are we going?
Nah, actually, I'll probably just... I'll figure it out later.
Just text
me.
Yeah.
Or message me or something.
We're going to Blue Mist Road.
Ooh. I had some friends that went there.
The Blue Oyster.
No. Blue Mist Road.
Where's that?
Is it fun?
Apparently, there was a light that chased them out of there. I wasn't with them. I had to go home.
What is it?
It's like a haunted road.
It's like a haunted road. I'm pretty excited. We're bringing some camera and some sound equipment. Going on
there
for ghost hunting.
Do that for your project.
I say go for it, dude.
Yeah. She won't like it.
She doesn't like it. It's not art.
Yeah, actually, it probably could be art. You just add some, like, you know, flamenco music. You know, she's like, oh, this is wonderful.
Okay. Add some,
it's great. Yeah.
What's it called?
Like, I could literally stab it. I mean, if we actually do see something, I'm gonna
freak
myself,
out.
But you know, that's alright. That Boys and Girls is where I crap my pants.
Alright.
This is the point where Jim has realized you fucked up.
Listen to Grammy winner Adele, so I think it's only fitting that we now just discuss the Grammys for a skosh. Guys, anybody here watch the Grammys?
I did.
I did not.
I watched some of it.
Inform me.
I don't usually watch the Grammys.
I watched some of it.
For some reason this year, I was really excited to. Don't know why, but I'm glad I did. There's some good performances.
Can we all please discuss CeeLo Green's bizarre gold outfit at the Grammys?
Well, he's a bizarre
like
guy.
It was a joke at somebody. I can't remember who he was.
Was it Trump?
No, it was another performer. He was being his alter ego or something. Hang on.
Was he trying to make fun of Daft Punk or something? I don't know.
Weekend looks because he's transforming into a music superhero for an upcoming album and tour. It's part of his transformation from CeeLo Green to, okay, it was Gnarly Davidson.
He got
the idea to have another personality for a specific kind of music he's doing, so that's why he transformed himself. His new music is pop, a lot of it edgy pop music, like his song, F Me, I'm Famous. It was his alter ego.
Oh, okay.
That's
interesting.
A weird guy.
Yeah. Our girl Adele won some Grammys, gave a nice shout-out to Beyonce for her album.
She did,
yeah.
You know who else won a Grammy?
Who?
Daya.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she won it for being a featured artist. I don't know.
Jim, you know Daya, don't you? We talk about this?
We're not on the radio, we didn't.
Jim knows Daya.
Sorry, Jim.
Well, we go to this family camp, and she was a camper, and the family camp's there, and so... I've known her since she was little.
You know the whole family?
I do know the whole family.
Who's in that family, Jim?
People are in that family.
That's nice.
Some good
family. Nice family?
Yeah,
it's a nice family, yeah.
Yeah, they're
real nice. Yeah. The dad's really good at volleyball.
Daya from Mount Lebo. All
right, important question that I forgot to ask. How was everybody's Valentine's Day?
Well,
it was a day.
I had a headache.
Huh.
I went skiing, so that was good.
Mike?
It was a day, you know.
You all look full lives.
Yeah.
How was yours?
Oh, it was fine. I went to Max and Irma's. I got some soup.
Fun.
Favorite soup is at Max and Irma's.
I found some
Grey's
Anatomy Valentine's Day cards on Google, so that was pretty funny.
That's good.
I saw
like the memes.
Yeah. Well,
like
yeah, there were some, and it was like, oh, I deleted a lot of them, but here, I'll research them for you.
My sister actually was just watching reruns of Grey's Anatomy. I said, oh, Ian might know what episode this is.
Grey's Anatomy, Valentine's Day cards. So you got to kind of like see a lot of them, but it was funny, the one, so it was, they have a lot of cardio, thoracic surgeons on the show, but then one was with one of them, it goes, you give my heart premature ventricular contractions.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's a fun, that's
that
the technical way of saying a heart attack. So yeah, that was a funny one. A lot of inappropriate ones, but like,
that's
oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta kind of know the show to get a lot of them.
I'm not a Grey's Anatomy watcher.
We don't watch.
Yeah, you guys are just not doing life right.
I think I'm doing okay.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, I might take
I
your
think
advice.
I do okay.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
Getting through it.
Slowly and surely.
All right, yeah.
I'm taking off.
Any other topics before we delve into this dining menu?
Oh, yeah, dining menu.
Still got like 20 minutes left to chew.
Oh, so breaking news out of WWE.
Oh.
WWE legend George the Animal Steel dies at age 79, and he was inducted into the 1995 WWE Hall of Fame. So, rest in peace, the Animal Steel, and thoughts and prayers to your family during this tough time.
Were you actually alive when he actually performed, or?
No, but you know the. You
wrestled, I guess.
No, but you know the legends.
Oh, okay, alright.
Yeah, Jim, you know the legends.
I do not follow wrestling.
Guys,
but it's just like you may not have been alive when your favorite hockey player was playing, but you looked up to that person, and when he passes away.
My favorite hockey player is currently playing.
No, but I mean, like,
Malkin,
Bear. I mean, of all time, like.
Oh, no, my all time, Alexei Kovalev. Loved him.
You know what's coming up here pretty soon? Not pretty soon, it's still got a while, but opening day, baseball season.
Oh, yeah.
Spring training's officially underway.
Yeah. Who's excited?
Not terribly.
I'm excited.
There's still hockey season going on, so after
see,
hockey
I'm,
season.
I'm over hockey. Throw me into baseball. I love baseball.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I love baseball.
I'm a hockey fan.
I
so.
Love baseball.
Who's your favorite player on the Pirates?
I'm still a dork. I still like McCutcheon. I think he's going to get past it.
I don't even know if my favorite player will even be
who's
on
yours?
The team the whole season.
Who?
Jung Ho Gung.
Okay, that's not
yeah.
coming.
Yeah, because he's showing up late to spring training, apparently, because he's waiting on trial in South Korea.
Man's got problems, and he needs to figure... No, I'm just saying, he needs to figure that out before... Soon. I mean, he is going to get help for his alcohol problem right now. So he kind of just needs to tone down.
All right.
It's okay. We're gonna get through it. Might be a rocky season. I think we're going to get through it.
Rocky season.
When isn't it a rocky season for the Pirates?
The past 5 years.
Shut up.
The past 5 years really wasn't that rocky.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
It was average.
Last year was not good.
I mean, for
like,
us, it was real
before.
Good because we're not used to it. But, like, for other teams, they're like, oh, that's a terrible season. We're, like, sitting
here.
This
is great. We're doing
exactly.
fine. We're doing fine, guys.
Not if you're, like, the Braves, though.
Touché.
They're terrible. Mm-hmm. It was the Braves, the Padres, the Reds, the Brewers. They've had, if you want to talk about miserable seasons, they've had miserable past 5 years. Oh.
All right, Ian.
No, they have. And I don't even think the Cubs are going to be that great this year
either.
No,
I think they got there, and now
Arrieta's done. I think Arrieta's done. I mean, it's kind of hard. Wait till
they
sign everybody.
He's only 25, isn't he?
Yeah, but he went from nothing to something and then went back. Wasn't great last year, again.
You know who will always be beautiful on the Cubs? I just Googled a picture of him just to look at
Chris
up.
Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
Who was their Chapman? He was their ace?
No. He was their closer halfway through the season.
Oh, was he?
He's not even there anymore. He went back to the Yankees.
I did not know baseball, so sorry for my ignorance.
You should Google Chris Bryant.
An ace is a starting pitcher.
He's a beautiful.
He was the closer.
Is that what that means?
He can never be a starter because he throws too hard.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
He's really good at what he does.
You looking at him?
I haven't. Hold on.
Chris Bryant. I mean, he is a nice looking guy.
He's,
I guess.
His eyes.
And he's pretty good at baseball
Sorry.
Too.
Yeah, he's a good third baseman.
He also plays the outfield too. Sometimes they need him.
Those are the right guy. Oh, this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, the Cubs, not the not the British labor.
British guy.
He's a beautiful man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good looking guy.
Yeah, I'm a fan of him. Sorry.
I mean, I said for a long time when the Cubs were good and they weren't good, I said they're going to be good again. They have young talent that's really going to step up for them.
But it's not going to stay up there.
Wait till they got to pay it. Well, there is no salary cap in baseball, so it's easier to sign players. But, like, again, wait until the Cubs have to spend money, and do they really want to do that at times?
They got there, and now
I
think it's going to be like a learning season.
Theo Epstein's the greatest general manager in the game right now. He's the youngest general manager in the game. I mean, he really knows what he's doing. He did a great job when he was with the Red Sox in Boston. And he's the mastermind behind the Cubs' success the past two seasons.
Well, I think their manager, Madden, has done a lot, too.
See, Theo brought him in. So, again... He knew who he was bringing in for the job. I mean, John Madden is a good coach. He's a really bizarre man, but he's one of reason why that team was also turned around. He knew what he was doing with the team. But again, like we saw last year, like the Pirates were able to hit Arrieta last year. They got to him in some games. So Arrieta won't be that workhorse, and we'll be John Lester again in Hendricks, but yeah, I mean it's going to be an interesting season. I honestly see us finishing second. I think we could overtake the Cardinals, who again are really kind of, I wouldn't say rebuilding, but again their team got old.
Yeah, we still need to watch Bull Durham.
Yeah,
that's a great movie.
That and Moneyball.
Oh,
I mean, I've seen Moneyball.
Yeah, we started watching
Bull Durham. Susan Sarandon. She's up there for me.
She's up there for you.
Yeah, her and Helen Mirren.
Oh, okay.
Two great actresses.
All right. Shifting off of sports, just one more question before we go to break. How's everybody's classes going? We're near and almost halfway there.
Oh man, that's a.
I've only had one test and it didn't go real great.
Oh.
I'm feeling you there, Ian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great start.
It's going.
It's
the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Not terrible yet.
I mean, I think after midterms, you know, that's the halfway point.
Spring break, I haven't had a teacher tell me that the class will get more work, more of the workload will pick up. So at least you're prepared for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think after midterms, that's when you really kind of put it into gear, because the first half you kind of.
Yeah.
Get a feel for the teachers, and then second half, it's kind of like just work.
Work.
Like Rihanna.
Alright, so I think we should take a quick break, maybe play some Lady Gaga after that beautiful Super Bowl performance.
Did you see her with Metallica, though?
I did.
Oh, that was...
She did a thing with Metallica?
Moth to the Flame. And it was. I mean, other than the technical issues, but it was... She should just join the band, seriously. She would be an asset.
She was ready to put her in.
Oh, I totally am. She's amazing.
All right, well, we'll be right back with the dining menu, because that's important. But here's some Lady Gaga.
Beautiful.
It's so cool.
Ha 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 ha.
Reading a joke about our new Secretary of Defense, which, even if you don't like Trump, you gotta agree that Mattis is a great pick.
He is Secretary of Defense. The soldiers love him.
He's like people, like anybody saying that, like, no, soldiers don't actually love him. Is like, you're a stupid and a liar.
Yeah, no, they totally, like, it was a very good pick on his part. Like, I was very excited about that one.
Excellent pick.
That's about the only one
I really knew
about, but, you know, that's the only one I really, like, liked. Everyone else was like, I'm a, you know,
yeah.
Yeah,
all right,
like,
I knew Mattis.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I knew
him.
Politics.
I knew him before, like, he was, you know.
Yeah.
So then it was kind of like, yo, this is a really smart pick.
But it was somebody updated the picture of like the chain of command in one of their army offices, and one was just Mattis, but dressed as Jesus, and it was like that picture needs to go up in every HQ.
Hey, I think this
that
weekend,
man could have been Crayola CEO, but he chose
a
public
lead,
service instead.
I would have said,
with the
going
Marines
to the truck
way,
or up with
pushing
the thing,
Crayola's
send a
bottom
snap
line.
On the bottom, the ticker, and send it to my cousin that goes, "We are," and then. ... losing.
Wow, I like how I
Reasons to walk away!
Oh, it's the birthday!
It's the birthday man!
Let him in!
Green!
We're singing happy
birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hey, Green!
Alright, here we go, ready?
Hey, Green!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Greg. Happy birthday to you.
For those of you that don't know, our featured guest occasionally, Greg Sutton. It's his birthday today. Greg, how old are you?
19.
Greg is 19.
I feel
favorite,
so old.
Everyone's favorite Troy Bolton impersonator. Coming in clutch, Greg has a show behind
you. Well, I just want to say that you ever go somewhere and then instantly regret it?
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is one of those
how
times.
I felt when I walked into the studio.
You're not the only one to say that.
Do you have any big birthday plans?
Go home.
Okay.
Go home.
Nice.
Go home. E.T. phone home. Go
Ooh.
Home.
Right. Two more current events we need to talk about before we delve into this dining menu. Hang on. We're trying to get a speaker outside to work.
We're working on it.
Somebody keep talking so we can hear things.
So,
go
Greg, ahead. any special things happening? Any dinners or anything tonight?
Yeah, dinner. That's about it.
Where at?
No clue. Just
I love that restaurant. I heard they have good clam chowder.
No clue? Nah, I heard it's a Sherlock Holmes night, so.
Keep talking.
I'm gonna try
to. Okay, if you could have your ideal birthday dinner, where would it be?
Anywhere with Italian food.
Truthfully,
I just love Italian food, like pasta and stuff.
That's like good. The Olive Garden?
They treat you like family.
See, the Olive Garden is a little too expensive for the wallet.
Really?
You can get that
Listen.
Unlimited soup for like
$10. Yeah, you just
have
soup and salad. You'll
Who
be fine.
Wants soup? Whatever you can get. Pasta.
Me.
Soup's
You already got
breadsticks
in there. That's the only thing I would ever eat at
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Alright. Two more current events we forgot to talk about. Number one is we all forgot to talk about the beautiful man Ashton Kutcher is. And his speech he gave to the Senate.
Yeah, what was it all about?
Okay, Ashton Kutcher is an advocacy for, like, child, trafficking and, like, sexual abuse and stuff like that in kids. And he runs a program called Thorn, which makes software to be able to, like, stop that kind of stuff. basically, I'm not good. My words are not coming out right now.
So it's like anti-trafficking.
Yes,
software.
He runs a software called Thorn. Anti-sex trafficking efforts. And he gave a very, very, very moving speech to the Senate because he was talking about, he's like, people always tell me I shouldn't get involved in this stuff. I should go back to my day job. Well, like this and being a father of two children the same age as all these kids that are getting abused is my day job. And then I'm also an actor. Very moving speech. Number two, did anyone see Andrew McCutcheon's letter to Pittsburgh?
I read that.
I was reading it. Oh my gosh,
like,
I was reading it when
for
we were,
me,
oh my gosh.
As a fan of baseball, it's fantastic to look at a player like that. Didn't have a good season last year.
But he's still so
but
dedicated.
But he's so dedicated to the city.
That's
he's playing.
Like,
he had a scare, too.
Like,
he
Ian
did.
Just
not
asked
many
me.
People thought he was going to be
no,
here.
I thought he was going to be
especially after
yeah.
last
yeah.
season, everybody was talking about
was
I didn't think he was going to be here. But he even said in that letter.
Yeah, I have
he
it.
Said,
I Googled my own name more than a few times.
He did not have a good season last year. He admitted it.
Yeah.
Which means that he's willing to work towards a goal for the city and stay here as long as possible.
In the Bible of the stats this year, they projected a bunch of different things. He talked to Sam Anthony about that. But in his Bible, he ordered the baseball stats. They take a bunch of stuff into consideration based off of last year, and they have him projected Kutch at hitting .290 this year. So it will be a big improvement. From his like .270.
He said he was working hard this offseason to get back to where he needed to be because he was off track last year.
It says it's always the things that haven't happened yet that scare us the most, the fear of the unknown. I also honestly didn't know where I was going to be playing baseball in 2017. There was no communication between the front office and me during the offseason. That's normal. Players aren't consulted in trade talks. That's not how the business works. All I know is that I wanted to keep playing in Pittsburgh. I wanted to finish what I had started here. I knew that I hadn't played up to my capability last season and that I had to use this offseason to get better, and I wasn't going to let rumors distract me from doing that. I wasn't going to get caught up in all the noise as far as I'm concerned until that phone rings and I'm told otherwise. I'm a Pittsburgh Pirate for life. I always dreaded that phone call. Thankfully, it never came.
And absolutely,
yeah.
As a Pirates fan, that really gets you.
Yeah,
it really gets to you.
That touched my
like,
heart.
Like, most players are like, oh my, we can't win. Why do I want to be here?
Yeah,
he
knew.
He knows that's where he wants to be. Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not even a Pirates fan, and I'm glad that, like, people in my city support just, like, even an athlete that even though he didn't do that great, we're still like, we support
him. He's
going to
bounce back. I'm a firm believer in that.
But see, that's the difference between him and then someone like Antonio Brown, who is totally
caught up.
Who is totally into himself. Whereas McCutcheon, he's team first, city first, me last. Whereas Antonio Brown is me first and whatever. And you saw that by the antics that he did this year. And if he got traded, I don't think anyone would care. Whereas I think if McCutcheon got traded, a lot of people would be mad. Because he still is a good player. He just had a bad
season. I was going to be really upset.
It also depends who you get for Kutch, too. That was a big thing. And the Pirates were asking for too much.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
I
was going to make my decision off of it based off of who we get in return. Because if it was going to be a bunch of single A, triple A, double A guys, I was going to be like, no. You need someone that's MLB ready, who has been established. So I'm glad we had an idea, but he was already traded. The Nationals, they were looking after one of their guys. Robles, I think it was his name, but he was traded. So once I saw he was traded, I was like, I don't want the trade to happen anymore because he would have been a good young guy to have another outfielder. But
exactly.
Once he was gone, I was like, no.
But I mean, I don't trust the management to make that trade.
They're all about building up the future and getting these young guys, and it never
but
works
they
out.
Never,
and then
they
end
out.
Up trading those guys to get more future guys, and
it just,
then it just doesn't work. Like they have the money. That's what makes me. Nutting is in the top 10 of the richest owners in the league, yet he's the cheapest guy ever. He runs a great Seven Springs, knows nothing about the game of baseball.
No.
You right.
Knows nothing about baseball.
You right. All right, guys. It's time for the most important part of Fridays at the End. We're reading the dining menu. Ian?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what's at the Spoon and Fork for lunch today?
All right, yo, at Spoon and Fork.
Yo, yo.
Again, fried cod sandwich, clam strips, pierogies, vegetarian chili with polenta, and risotto. All
right, what's the station rotation?
The one, the Mexican one.
Tequila.
All right,
and what is the soup of the day?
Oh, we got some lobster bisque, a little fancy down in the calf today. And some black bean and corn.
Uh-huh.
And the pizza, chicken, bacon, and smoked gouda, again, fancy. Firehouse Grill Shrimp Basket, ooh, Pasta Bar, Shrimp Scampi over pasta and stuffed shells, and the Bravissimo.
Bravissimo.
Bravissimo is a giant ice cream sandwich bar.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Jim, what do we got over at Wheatley?
Well,
oh, wait.
We have, we're actually healthy in Wheatley today.
Oh.
We got chef's salad, so that's cool.
Until you put a ton of ranch on it.
Well, yeah, and then it's not healthy. Soup of the day is cream of broccoli, so take that as you will.
I like it.
You don't like cream of broccoli?
I'm not a fan.
Well, I'm a big fan.
I have to be in the mood for cream of broccoli.
I'm a big fan of cream of broccoli.
No. I'm more of a cream potato guy. But
cream of potato is where it's at.
I really.
Yeah.
Continue.
The sandwich specials are grilled cheese, sloppy joe. That's always
make
a good one.
Make them extra sloppy. that's a movie reference, people.
And ham, pickle, and American melt.
Ah.
So that's interesting. And I think that's it.
All right. Greg, what do we got at Romo's, birthday boy?
Well, I would just like to say first off that the pierogies and the sloppy joes are really getting me excited for the day. I gotta go back to Wheatley twice, so that's exciting. All
right.
But at Romo's for the lunch special, we have fried shrimp cowboy sandwich.
Today. I'm feeling it today.
Of course, as always, the sandwich combo's there. The soup of the day at Romo's is ham and bean, and for dinner, you can get yourself a good old cheese tortellini starting at 5 p.m.
Ooh, there's your pasta you want.
There it is. I could get sloppy joes, pierogies, and pasta. This could be
a
great
day.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Greg.
It's your last day on Earth. Make it count.
Birthday
right.
Death.
David, I want you to read the breakfast special, the lunch sandwich, and the soup of the day at Yorktown. And Mike, you're going to finish us off with the dinner. So,
gotcha.
David, take it away.
Thank God. All right, at Yorktown Cafe, we have the breakfast special, pound cakes. Yeah. The lunch sandwich, we got the hot sausage sandwich with pepper, onions, red sauce, and provolone.
What's that soup, Eamon? What's that soup?
Tomato. All
right. Mike, what's for dinner, man?
Dinner specials. We got sriracha, ranch, chicken, bacon, melt. That's a mouthful in more ways than one. Pork nachos.
Oh, I'm digging those, man.
Taco pizza and a salted caramel pretzel milkshake.
Oh, those are good.
All right, guys. Does anyone have any final thoughts before we get rid of Fridays with Ian for the day?
I'm glad Avon was able to join us. We did an intro.
Yeah,
I'm
glad
just kind of walked in.
Happy, buddy,
that
makes me happy.
What?
I'm really happy Avon's here.
Me too.
I'm
always
glad
happy
your birthday
here.
Today. Happy birthday, bro.
Thanks,
yeah,
Avon. I
Greg,
that.
Happy birthday. Make sure all of you beautiful, beautiful people that have the misfortune of listening to us get down to the island for some hockey today.
Yeah.
A couple of us will be there.
Hashtag beat Penn State.
Hashtag
yeah.
beat Penn State. Hashtag grit. That's the wrong sport.
That's
basketball.
Every sport has grit. Don't worry about it.
Sorry. That's Billy Jones.
Especially Canada.
Your nationally ranked women's hockey team. We're giving some support, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So thank you all for tuning in. Ian, what week is this that we've been doing Friday? Is this
five, six?
Yeah. Five or six.
We started a week after. We just finished week six here at RMU for the semester. So we started the second week, so it's week five. All right.
Thank you for
tuning
in the fifth 16, episode
25.
Of Fridays with Ian.
Woo.
Greg, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. I'm gonna get a shrimp po' boy later.
Dude, I might be with you.
Might be with me?
Yo, po' boy.
Got that po' boy. So thank you, Ian. Thank you, Words, for tuning in to Fridays with Ian. On RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Stay humble.
I forgot to tell people they could call
Business
in again.
Business is booming.
Call God.
God's good.
God's
stay
great.
Woke.
All right, stop. Hit the square on that.
Hit the square.
Hit the square. Hit the square.